Listener Production.
Good afternoon, it's Amy Ross with you. Victoria's Transport Minister has rubbished opposition's claims of a $155 million funding shortfall to stump up the new cheaper V-Line fares. From today, the most we'll pay a day to use the regional rail or bus network is $9.20. Ben Carroll says the capped fares are 100% funded.
We can afford this. Indeed, it was budgeted for. And this is actually a very sensible measure when you compare it to the $2 offer that was offered by the opposition at the last election.
More than 5,000 COVID cases have been reported across the state in the past 7 days. Across Greater Bendigo, there's been 104 new cases with 92 active ones, and Mildura has seen 31 new cases in the past 7 days, 25 of which are active. Work on 1,700 Porter Davis homes under construction has stopped, with the building company being placed into liquidation. 1,500 of those homes are here in Victoria, the others are in Queensland. The company also employs 470 staff, with most expected to lose their positions. 11 new first responders are out and about in Bendigo following their graduation from St. John's Ambulance Victoria. The pandemic caused volunteer intake problems for the service across our patch. The 6-month training program the 11 graduates undertook included accreditation courses and face-to-face training at community events. The next intake for ambulance volunteers will be in June. Checking out some sport now. The Heat are back at the Hothouse tomorrow for Big V. The Division 2 men are coming off the back of 2 wins and a loss. They'll be taking on the Surf Coast and fighting to cement their spot within the top four. And 15-year-old Jack Carter has made an impression on the Gold Coast at the Australian Cycling BMX Freestyle National Championships. Despite only taking up the sport under a year ago, the Mildura local has placed 4th in the amateur male class.